Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, and welcome, everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And don't forget as well, TV show as well, because we are on YouTube. If you are in the Toronto area, we do our videos. We go to Prim, we go to your venue, and we videotape you. And we are going to be doing as well FaceTime or our video interviews as well. But right now, the radio is one of my favorite. That's how I started 4 years ago, believe it or not. February, 4 years ago, that's where we started the show. And it is taking off like wildfire. We are booked solid until the mid of March. We are taking March break, though. But we will be back after that, definitely. Today, finally, we have an amazing guest for you. And we have somebody right here from home, from Canada. Oh, Canada. We've been having a lot of interviews and a lot of guests from Europe, from the U.S., obviously. We've had guests from Africa, from Australia. The other day, we had one from the Netherlands, and the list goes on. But our friends, our Canadian friends, are kind of neglecting us. They love to hear the show, but I'm so happy that today is going to be the exception to the rule. We have a singer-songwriter that I'm very, very excited to introduce. But before I bring her on, I will give you a little bit of a teaser. She is an amazing singer. I've been listening to some of her stuff, and this is my favorite. I'll give you guys a little teaser. It's called Hurt, but you'll hear the whole thing right after the interview. Please, guys, tune in. We are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and yes, we are on TikTok.
Sitting on this floor tonight, above the broken boulevard, teardrops falling, midnight calling, holding tight to this guitar. Can't stop thinking about all the things you did to me, trying to find a melody that doesn't sound like misery.
Isn't that gorgeous, everyone? I am in love with the guitar. I am in love with the melody. I am in love with everything. Her voice, it is incredible, incredible. And this artist and this gift is right here from home, Canada's capital, Ottawa, one of my favorite places in the entire world. And I'm so here, so honored to be able to have her on the show. I'd like to thank, first of all of you that are listening to us all over the world. Thank you so much for listeners throughout, from parts, as I mentioned earlier, Our prayers are still with our friends in Australia. They're still struggling. I know that some of you have heard that, the fire has ceased, but now we have the work part where we have to reconstruct and bring things back to life. Our friends in Brazil, they're suffering from a lot of rain. It is summertime there, but it's still there getting a lot of rains. And obviously our brothers and sisters in China, which they're suffering from a horrible disease, our prayer and our thoughts are with them as well. I would like to thank also our sponsor. Thank you so much, Natasha Bridge-Mahan. She is a financial consultant. She has the Bridge Group Company, which is sponsoring the show. If you are looking to have a little bit more investment, it's RSP season, and grow your RSP or even your kids' education plan, or also you're looking into invest in real estate, give Natasha Bridge-Mahan a call. Also, we are being sponsored by Nature Nova. Thanks so much. This is our fourth year that you are sponsoring the show. If you're looking for nature program for your school or for your daycare or even for a special event, contact naturenova.ca. And that's pretty much my housekeeping for the day. We do have our lines are open, everyone. If you would like to interact with us, the number to call us in is 845-277-9078. Again, is 845-277-9078. The lines are open. There is a link right now on Facebook.com/LizTRadio. You can leave your comments or your question or even just to say hi. I can definitely pass that on to our guests. Or you can also just call us and we do not buy. We love interaction. Okay, so we're going to be talking today to Sabrina Fallon. I'm hoping that's how I pronounce her last name. Sabrina is a rock artist from, as I said earlier, beautiful Canada's capital, Ottawa, Ontario, a natural on stage with her polished vocals to her guitar playing. This talented singer-songwriter has a powerful voice and a lot of personality, I can tell. Sabrina has already made a name for herself by performing everywhere over the years. Some of the music influence, Green Day, Bon Jovi, that's one of my influences too. I don't sing, but I love that. And you can hear a little bit of that into her music in each of her songs. Also, she has performed all over Ottawa, Toronto. Let me know when you're in Toronto. Love to come and see you and perhaps do a video interview. She has entertained audiences for various Canadian and international venues and festivals all over. And Sabrina also has recorded in England by producer Stuart Epp, who has worked with notable like Elton John, wow, Led Zeppelin, and many others. This was the release of her self-entitled rock EP on iTunes, and we will get all the information for you as well. And she is the European University College on radio stations all over, and obviously here now at the Lizzie T Show. And she has released a brand new single called The Front Line that was released back in 2015. And 2016 has made a trip to Nashville. Congratulations! And she had the opportunity to co-write with several songwriters and record a brand new song. Veteran producer Ken Wells, Sabrina, have filmed two acoustic videos with tracks and AP, which were recorded with her new AP, Kiss Is a Killer. And her video had been heard in our official website, which I will share with you, and she will share it with you. And she's on YouTube and all over social. So let's welcome her with a wonderful, wonderful round of applause, everyone, because she definitely deserves it. Hello, hello, Sabrina, and welcome to the Lizzie T Show. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure and an honor. And wow, how is the weather in beautiful Ottawa? One of my favorite places to go in the summertime. As a matter of fact, my brother does live in Ottawa. We go there often. And one of the things that I can't stand and reminds me too much of Saskatchewan is the weather is too cold for my taste. How is it today?
I bet we have more snow than you. most likely, because we do have bad snowfall here. Today has been snowing all day. I haven't really been out for a while, so I don't know if it stopped, but I know the snow keeps getting bigger and bigger. You know, it's rising. It's not melting. It's getting higher, you know.
I hear you. We had quite a bit of snow here in Toronto as well, and also the temperature is dropping. So tonight is going to feel like minus 21, and then it's probably what you already have over there. Incredible. Mm-hmm. You know what? We shouldn't complain. It's Canada. Is what it is, and we're not getting
and
as bad. What
just around the corner.
Exactly. I love your optimism. I love it. So let's
we're
get started
in
on you.
Spring.
Let's get started on your background and love to know, Sabrina, a little bit about music. Mm-hmm. Was it always part of your life? Is it music something that you had since you were a little child, a baby, or it grew and you kind of discover it later on in life? Is any family member that influenced you other than obviously major names that we just had named here? How did it all got started?
Honestly, I think I was born into it because I was humming before I could speak. My parents would always say, as a baby, I was humming tunes. So I was born into it, but also my cousin was also into music. So while he's playing his instrument and being in the studio himself recording music, that also got me interested. He likes music too. So I don't have a musical family. It's just my cousin is into the music. But I guess I was just born into it because I just love music. I've always loved it. It makes me happy.
So you could sing before you could talk. I believe that. I've actually had a lot of singer-songwriters that kind of give me the same answer. It's something that it probably was inside of you even when your mom was expected. And she might have played songs while you were in there, so you never know. So
who knows?
Obviously, this grew stronger and stronger, and it became a career. And we know that as a singer-songwriter, it is challenging. How did you just transition? Do you have something that you fall back and you said, no, music has to be 100% or full-time for me, or I have to perform, else I die? Because I've interviewed people that if they don't perform, it's like they're not getting their drug. You know, they feed and I completely understand. I mean, it's a healthy addiction, but how is it for you?
I don't think I would die, but they must love it to the point that they want to do it every day. But so do I. But wow. Yeah, I understand where they're going with it. Like this is what they want to do. For me, I never had a plan B or C or D. My plan was always music, so no matter what I did, I always put it first in my life. So I am doing music full-time, and I will always do music no matter if my day is good or bad. Like, I do have my down days, and I get back up again.
And it's like everything.
Stage.
Yeah, it's like everything. I mean, I talk to writers and I talk to coaches and everybody, even myself, we have our ups and down days. And obviously, if what we are meant to do and meant to be, that next day will be a much better day. So I see that you have a lot of influences like Green Day and Bon Jovi and Billy Idol. Any of those influences your music, but you have your own genre. I see it's rock and a little bit of a country. How did you define your genre?
Country, because of Hurt. Hurt is my is my Bon Jovi ballad. And I wrote it with a songwriter who has a bit of country in him. So he put a twist of country, but I'm not a country singer. About my Green Day is my main influence. The reason why I'm in rock today. But yeah, sorry. What was your question?
No worries. And obviously, you have a different intuition, or even a different. Everybody influences you to do different things. Now, the songs that are on your list, especially on your iTunes and in your SoundCloud, those are songs that you have written yourself or somebody collaborated to do with you. Where do you get your inspiration? Where do you get your inspiration to write songs?
Life. What I go through and what others go through. I try to write about things that people can relate to. I also like to write songs about how I can help people, because we're not alone. We have all been through similar situations, so I just want them to know that they're not going to be alone. Like Hurt is about a friendship that I had to walk away from. My Paradise song is about depression. So my mental health is real, and a lot of people go through it. So I try to write things like that. And I see that I have helped some people because they have approached me and told me that this song has helped them through their own situation. So I'm happy that I can help through my music, and especially the Paradise comes with a price. I wrote it thinking of Robin Williams about his passing. So I realized, man, I have to write a song, because this is, people need to hear that it's going to be okay, right? So it's hard, but.
But it gives you inspiration, and one of the things that I love what you said is that, you know, have people have approached you and said, well, thank you for this song because it helped me to go through whatever it is that they were going through. And that's awesome. I mean, that's a given. That's the spirit of a true artist, a true entrepreneur. I mean, as a singer-songwriter, you are an entrepreneur because you are on your own here, selling yourself and singing and trying to make a business, not just the money part of it, obviously the artistic part of it. So it's a lot, and I completely understand. I sympathize, and you're at it, and you're giving people a lot of joy and a lot of happiness, and obviously having responses from your audience saying thank you or you helped me. That must feel like $1 million. There is no money you can put in that. You're listening, everyone, to the Lizzie T Radio Show and TV show as well. We are live today. It's 7:30-ish Toronto time, Canada time. So if you're listening from different parts of the world, and if you would say hello, or if you would like to interact with us, if you're a singer-songwriter yourself, and perhaps you would like to ask our expert, Sabrina, which has been doing this for a very, very long time, has a lot of experience, you are welcome to do so. The number to call us in is 845-277-9078. Or perhaps you've heard her live and you're a fan, and this is the opportunity. It's really hard sometimes to get all of people that we admire. This is your opportunity to do so. And also, if you're shy and you feel like you don't want to be on the radio, you can always interact with us via our social, Facebook.com/LizzieT Radio. There is a link right now, right on my front page, where you can see a picture of a beautiful Sabrina, and there's the number 845-277-9078 to call us or to write comments right in there. Same thing with Instagram and Twitter. I'll be back after a word of my sponsor. Do not go away, everyone. We still have more of Sabrina Fala.
sitting on this floor tonight, above the broken boulevard.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Sitting on this floor tonight, above the broken boulevard. Teardrops falling, midnight calling, holding tight to this guitar. Can't stop thinking about all the things you did to me, trying to find a melody that doesn't sound like misery.
Love the song. I think I'm going to make it my theme song. Not the part hurts, though, because we're not hurting, we're being happy. But I love the guitar, I love the melody, and definitely the voice is just breathtaking. If you're just tuning in, everyone, we're here with Sabrina Fala, which is an artist, singer-songwriter from beautiful Ottawa, Canada's capital, Ottawa, Canada, and Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. So if you are listening from different parts of the world right now, perhaps Australia, I know is morning, or perhaps even Europe, or perhaps the U.S., if you know this lady, or if you would like to ask questions, interact with us, the number is 845-277-9078. Let me say it again, a bit lower, 845-277-9078. We had the other day a couple of callers, and actually we had people that interacted and did some networking together on our radio show. I was so happy to be able to facilitate that, and I'm hoping that we get callers today as well. No, it's cold and you're home or getting ready for serving that supper, or even just putting those dishes away and making sure the kids do the homework or they get ready to go to bed. Not sure what it is. The show is recorded, by the way, so if you are tuning in and you want to get the whole idea, you can always listen to us later on and comment, questions, any information, you can send to me, show@lizzyt.com, and I will love to answer it or forward it to our guests. Sabrina, one of the things that I wanted to ask you is that you had the opportunity, the privilege of going to and performing and even recording and producing in Nashville. My goodness. And you had also a producer, which it's with brand name, Stuart Ebb. So two amazing experiences. So let's talk about your producer. How did you guys got in touch? How did that happen? And how does it make you feel?
So you want to know about Stuart Epps and Kent Wells?
That's correct. How did that all happen? How did you guys connect? How did that story got started?
Okay, so Stuart Epps is an interesting story. When I was in college, I was in the pre-music production program, So I was in my producer's class, and in that class, either the producer comes into the classroom or calls the classroom or goes on Skype to interact with us. My teacher had Stuart on Skype. And at the computer at that time, or the laptop, I don't really remember exactly, but was facing my side of the classroom. And I didn't know that the camera was on. I didn't know he was seeing us via video. So Stuart asked the class who plays guitar, who sings, who records, who performs, you know, who is involved. And I raised my hand with every single question he asked. And then out of the blue, he says to my teacher, Lou, who is that girl on the left-hand side of the class? And I'm like, wow. He picked me. He was pointing at me. So then I started talking to him, and then he asked me, do I have a demo? Do I do the same, like, do I use a structure or format for my songwriting, or do I write it my own way? At that time, I was doing it my own way. I wasn't following the structure, the format, the commercial for radio like I am now. And so we were talking, and then at the end of our chat, he told my teacher to give me his email, and then a year later, I was in his studio, and that's how I made my first record.
That's incredible story, Sabrina. My goodness. What are the odds? I mean, he could have picked anybody from everywhere in that classroom, but he decided to pick you, and there you are producing together. That must have felt awesome. Wow. So here you are with a major name producer, and hopefully, you know, things will take off, and you will be doing even greater things. Now, you had the opportunity also to go to Nashville and produce, I know a couple of people that is their dream to go to Nashville and be able to co-write with brand name. And you actually, that Kiss a Killer is one of the songs that came out of that. How did that make you feel?
So I was actually working on a different album before I went to Nashville, but then I got in touch with somebody that gave me an opportunity to go to Nashville, so I kind of pushed that album aside and did a new one. I didn't know Nashville was accepting rock singers, because you know Nashville as the country city, but it's music city, but it's the country. But no, I went there. I went to downtown Nashville, and I heard every single genre of music at every bar. So they accept everything, not just country music. Working with Kent Wells, who is Dolly Parton's bandmate and producer, was great. He was really understanding of what I wanted, and I felt that I had the creativity also in the process, which was good. How Kiss is a Killer came about, the song itself, I co-wrote it, and Bill, who DeLuigi, who actually I co-wrote it with, he came up with the title, and I told him that's going to be the hit and the title of the record, and it was. It became the hit single, and it became the title of the record. So, yeah.
That is awesome. Congratulations, by the way. That must make you feel that all your work, every single, tear and sweat and hours that you put in makes it worth it, and makes it feel that you actually are accomplishing something, and you are to be congratulated, because it is a work. You definitely deserve a round of applause for that. And I know it's challenging, and I know it's hard, and especially for Canadians, there's not a lot of breaks out there, but it seems like you're getting out there. One of the things that I wanted to make sure, Sabrina, that I don't forget is to mention that that for people that are listening to us all over the world, you never know. I was able, as I mentioned on the commercial, I was able to connect two mm-hmm. people that were listening to the show, and they're actually making business together, and I had no idea that that was... I was the platform for that. It was surprising to me. Mm-hmm. So where can people find you? Let's share with my audience your website, your social, and it's very important mm-hmm. for us to get that information out.
Sure. So my website is Sabrina Falla, FALLAH.com. And all my social media accounts are on the top right-hand corner, my Facebook, my Instagram, my Twitter, my YouTube, everything is under Sabrina Falla. So my TikTok, yeah, I got TikTok too. And I got Snapchat. So TikTok and Snapchat is Sabrina_Falla, but everything else is Sabrina Falla. Or you can just go to Google and type Sabrina Falla, and it will all come up at the front page.
Beautiful.
So,
awesome.
I
and
love
I have
Google for that. You just have to type an artist's name, and everything comes up for you.
Isn't that amazing? I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. So I have the links, everyone, just in case if you have missed the spelling or if you're not sure what it is, you can always go to my fan page, Facebook.com/ Lizzie T Radio, or my social. Again, I'm all over. There's links right now for her website. And again, through that, you'll be able to get her, as she said, on all social as well. And I'm surprised to know that she is also on TikTok. So yeah, follow and if you are interested, if you have a place or even are looking for a performer artist, do not forget she is right here in Toronto, Canada, or Ottawa area, and she can definitely perform. And that's my segue from next question, Sabrina. Schedules for your performance. I know that the spring and beautiful summer and even fall is here. Where are your tours, or where are you planning to perform?
Well, festivals are coming. So I'm submitting to festivals, so I have to see if I get in. You know, I have to go from the beginning, the application. So, but if they want to know where I will be performing, I'm very active on my social media. So when I'm up to something or I'm doing something, I post it up right away. So they can either go to my social media to find out where I'm performing or go to my website. But I post it everywhere, so it's easy. And speaking about Toronto, I have family there, so I do a lot of performance over there as well. I once stayed in Toronto for over a year just to do the music scene there, and it was interesting because Ottawa is not as big, and there was so many bars and charity events and festivals there. I got to do, and it's nice, and especially in the summertime, beautiful outside performing.
Beautiful, and hopefully one of those days that you are here in Toronto, love to get together and perhaps do a little video and meet you because, you know, we're so close. There is a fellow that is coming all the way from Los Angeles to do a coaching thing, and I'm going to be able to meet him as well. It's funny because we're here in the radio, and I talk to people all over the world. It's very interesting to be able to meet. I ended up meeting a singer from Australia once, and she came to perform here in Toronto, so I was very, very happy.
Nice.
And I'm hoping that I can do the same with you. Sabrina, it's been an amazing time here with you, and we still have a couple more minutes, everyone. If you would like to interact, please do not hesitate to call us in 845-277-9078. Again, our social is open, Facebook.com/ Lizzie T Radio, Instagram, The Lizzie T Show, Twitter, The Lizzie T Show, and also in LinkedIn, and we're pretty much everywhere. So there's links right now. Her bio is there. If you have questions and if you have comments, please just interact with us. We don't bite. I need to cut for a couple of words of my sponsor again, and I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Sitting on this floor tonight, above the broken boulevard, teardrops falling, midnight calling, holding tight to this guitar. Can't stop thinking about all the things you did to me, trying to find a melody that doesn't sound like misery.
I'm back, everyone. Isn't that a gorgeous song? Oh, I'm so in love. Love the guitar. I said it many times, so I'm not tired of saying I'm going to be playing that song for a while. And it's one of my favorite now. I always have favorite, and this is my favorite now. And we're speaking right now with Sabrina Fala. She is all over social media. Please follow her on Instagram, on Twitter, TikTok, then you name it. Or you can find it through my social, Facebook/LizzieTRadio, and also on, thanks to Blog Talk Radio, we're here live with her. If you have a question and comments, even say hello, you're a big fan, 845-277-9078. One of the things that I am very curious, Sabrina, and people, I was wondering, you know, they see you, they see your social media, they see you're playing all over the world, and you're recording, and you co-writing with very important people, very famous people. You're going to Nashville, and it seems for some people like a dream that just came to you like this, and there was no hard work, and you're just very famous and very successful. But it's not always that way. You had to put in a lot of sweat, a lot of work, a lot of tears. What would you say that are your words of encouragement for people that are watching or listening to us on the other side of the world, and they want to be as successful as you? What would be one word of advice that you give to them in order for them to continue? Because perhaps they're willing to, and they're close to giving up.
Oh, I've been there. I've been there many times. The first thing I would say from my experience is to build confidence. You should, first of all, you need to say, this is what I want to do, and I'm going to do it. But while you're doing it, build confidence. Because if you don't have confidence, it's not just believing in yourself. It's also knowing and believing that you can do it. And going through the no's and the nevers and the no, you're not good for this, and going through all the criticism of this and this, and then the yeses will come. Now, the other thing is you're going to go through times where you might lose some friends or lose some people you were hanging around with because you're going up and you're succeeding in what you're doing. It's okay. From my experience, from hurt, because I was hurt, and that's why I wrote hurt, that those were probably not my real friends because they didn't stick by me. But just remember, as you go up, you're going to make new friends. And overall, do it because you love it. You're going to have your downfalls. But then just say to yourself, why did I start? What was the reason I started this? And my reason was because I'm passionate about music. So if I have a down day and I throw my guitar, which I have many times, I say, I'm going to grab it because I love it. And it's not work. It's passion. So, and the last thing I'm going to say is do not give up, because the minute you give up, there might have been an opportunity for you right that second. From experience, the minute I gave up and the minute I got back up, opportunity came. You just have to work hard and you can achieve it. And you have to believe and have confidence. And you will succeed.
Love it. Love it. Beautiful words of wisdom. This is incredible. And you know what, guys? This could be good for anything that you do, whether you're a singer or songwriter like Sabrina Fallow, or whether you're a writer, or whether you are a coach or an actor. I interviewed an actor the other day, and very similar. But this is the very first time. I've been doing this for 4 years now, and this is the very first time that somebody had the guts and the courage to actually say it the way it is. And that one, that very first sentence is, be ready to lose some friends. Wow. Yes, people do support you. Family, most of the time, and not all the time, is 100% supportive of what you do. But some people are not. And you have to be ready. If this is your dream, this is what you meant to do, this is what you love to do, and you don't want to do anything else, be ready to say goodbye to the people that they, at the beginning, they might have supported you, but then they start speaking behind your back and saying, this is not going to work. And you start seeing the true colors of people that really do want to encourage you, want to see you succeed. And she said, when you're succeeding and you're doing well and you're on TV, you're on radio, and you're playing in Nashville, the jealousy is a horrible thing. One of the things that I love to see when I, especially 4 years ago, when I interviewed somebody who just started writing the very first book and now bestseller all over the world, traveling, I'm happy for her. I'm happy that this person started out of nothing, very shy. I couldn't get a word out of her. The interview was me talking most of the time. But now, bestseller, I don't know how many books this lady has written. And I'm happy and I'm so honored that she came here through me, and now she's doing bigger and better. So be ready to lose those friends. That is one of the things that I stick the most on what you said, Sabrina, and hopefully is a lesson for you. People, not everybody is going to be supportive and is going to be following you for the rest of your life or the rest of your career. And the other ones, I've heard it before, but yes, have confidence. Get that confidence out. I mean, the first day that I did the show, oh my Lord, it was a dream of mine, but I wasn't sure if I'd actually had what it took. And it became better and easier. And don't give up, because the day that you give up, and some days I feel like I don't want to do this show, but there is somebody that says something, just what Sabrina said, that you will be able to benefit someone, and you don't know how wonderful this world is, that the Creator has used us to influence and to bless other people, and we don't even know it. So don't give up. Don't give up. Love it, Sabrina. Oh my goodness. See, you are a singer, you're a writer, you're a performer, and you have beautiful words of wisdom. I love it. Love it. Sabrina, I can't believe time has just run by so quickly here at Lizzie's show, and it's incredible. It's been such an honor and privilege to have you here with us today, talking about your life and your dreams and how much heart, how hard you work at all this. This is incredible. And here from the bottom of my heart, I wish you the very, very best. I know that you're going to be succeeding and your career is going to take off. And again, I'm going to be honored to say, hey, I had you. You were doing great. And there's a lot more to come. Can't wait to meet you here in Toronto.
Yes.
With more songs and more performance. Yeah, absolutely. And when I'm in Ottawa, definitely I'm going
you
to be checking
me.
Your website. Yeah, I'm
yeah.
definitely, I'm
yeah,
there.
You tell me, and then we can meet up for coffee or something, yeah.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Why not?
Any last word, my friend? Any last word?
Go for your dream. Go for it.
Go for your dream. Well said, honey. Well said. And that was everyone. Thank you so much and have a great evening. All the best. And we're here supporting you. We'll be playing your song throughout the month. I think this song is going to be played for a couple of months at least. Every time I have an interview, your song is going to be there. So, and on that note, everyone, thank you. Thank you so much. And everyone will be playing Hurt, the whole song, not to worry, for Hurt by Sabrina Bella.
Sitting on this floor tonight, above the broken boulevard, teardrops falling, midnight calling, holding tight to this guitar. Can't stop thinking about all the things you did to me, trying to find a melody that doesn't sound like misery. Hurt, hurt, it's only a feeling. The healing in my soul, such a hard four-letter word. No one deserves this kind of hurt. When I needed someone, you were never there. You had to star in your own show. You didn't care about what I wanted, but I'm finally letting go of the hurt. Hurt, it's only a feeling. Hurt, hurt, the pain can start the healing in my soul. Such a hurt. Goodbye, I'm better off without you. Sometimes the truth can hurt, 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 hurt. The pain can start the healing in my soul. Such a hard four-letter word. No one deserves this kind of.
That was Andrea Goodman, everyone. She is also from Canada. I'm doing all my Canadian singers today. She is from Toronto, Canada, and she was nominated for an award here in Toronto, and I'm so happy. I had the opportunity to interview her about a year ago, and she's an amazing thing. Next up is Park Rowe, and I interviewed him last month. And he has a solo called F-350, an artist from L.A. Let's enjoy it.
Yeah, I got the Porsche, I got the Rari, got a F-350. This ain't no denial. Hop on the jet and change seasons. Shopping spree for no reason. I got everything I needed. What a blessing to be breathing.
Ain't nobody gonna stop me. Got my cheddar, got my broccoli. I'm with the bros, reaching my goals. This isn't hockey. All my wrist is looking rocky. Reminds me of times in the Rockies. Your money looking really sharpy. My money looking really stocky. Yeah, I remember back when. Barely even had a plan of action. My pickup was missing the back end. Think all my struggle is passing. Now I got four wheels. Now I be closing deals. These haters, they want me to stop it. But as long as I'm breathing, man, I never will.
I got the Porsche. I got the Rari. Got a F-350. This ain't no denial. Hop on the jet and change seasons. Shopping spree for no reason. I got everything I needed. What a blessing to be breathing.
I got 700 horses. I got about 7 horses. Me and my wife got Porsches. 3 houses, that's 3 porches. 6-figure checks, that's gorgeous. My LLC is enormous. My work has to pay my mortgage. I'm a cowboy king and this here's my fortune. When they say no, I say yeah. When they say go, I stay there. I put on my boots and I aim to shoot. Can you feel my pain? This is country blue. Everybody around here knows I'm the dude. I'm the new land frog, so I cannot lose.
I got the Porsche.
got the Rari. Got a F-350. This ain't no denial. Hop on the jet and change seasons. Shopping spree for no reason. I got everything I need. What a blessing to be breathing.
Ain't nobody gonna stop me. Come and ain't nobody gonna stop me. Yeah.
Got a F-350, this ain't no denial. Hop on the jet and change seasons. Shopping spree for no reason. I got everything I need. What a blessing to be breathing.
Looking at a purse, dreaming about self-worth. But everything will fade, so let's call a spade a spade. This is temporary, temporary. want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up higher. In city streets full of poverty and the businessman has been by, I want to lift you higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. Shaking hands with the homeless at a corner by the bay. Never thought I'd hear a story instead of begging me for change. He knows he doesn't need any material thing. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up higher. In the city streets full of poverty and the businessmen passing by, I want to lift you higher, higher. I want to lift you higher. You gotta lose yourself. No matter what comes in your way, we gotta lift him high.
Take the lead. Won't you
And that was Sorrentes, everyone. He is from L.A., brand new single. He sent it to me last week. It's called Cross the Line. Previous to that, we had Kaya Miranda with another beautiful gospel song. We also had another singer from L.A., and the list goes on. We are starting to run out of time, everyone, but do not worry. There's a lot of songs and a lot of people that would like to have a song played here. Last song is from Joyce. Joyce is also a gospel singer. She is from the States, and the song is called Madness.
When we were kids, that's when
I know.
And that was Joyce with the song Madness. And that's it, everyone. I am so happy that you were here today supporting us. And a big hello again to Sabrina Fala for being on the show. And we will be back with another show and a guest and another fantastic day. That's it. And enjoy your evening and make it a fantastic day, everyone. Bye-bye for now.